There you go.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hey.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
2022. I keep forgetting that's 2022. I freaking hate that. I'm always putting 2021. I'll do that for like 4 months. And then by the time I get used to it, it's like
freaking bad.
Yeah. Whatever.
Freaking bats, man. I tell you. What a time, man. It has,
Ow.
Welcome to a new year to our somewhat not old, but kind of old
We're probably getting old.
I meant the podcast on us.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. Well, you know, isn't that just relative? Are we all old?
Oh, man. Wow, what to start, Murph?
That's what I have. Jeez. I'm trying to become more profound in 2022.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready. Murph's changing his profession to being a bard.
There you go.
Have fun.
I don't even think I know what that is. Is that B-I-A-R-D or B-A-R-D?
B-A-R-D.
Yeah?
B-A-R-D.
Oh, okay.
Bard.
I don't know why I thought there was an I in there. Okay, continue.
That's Baird.
Ah, yes.
The guy just has a lot of emotions. He writes things down and just walks around the town and gotcha. He's like, here, listen to my little stories or songs.
Gotcha. So it sounds like a philosopher.
Yeah. Philosophizing.
Philosophizing.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go. That's it right there.
That's how
we all do right. It. You probably should have had all this fixed before we started this.
Hey, man, this is the first time I'm kind of doing all the thingamajigs.
The tweaking and the messing. Still haven't introduced it. We're 2022. We're still awful at introducing our podcast, but continue.
Well, welcome. This is almost 2 minutes in. You probably are trying to figure out exactly what you're listening to.
Yeah.
I know. I am. Yeah. We don't know. Sometimes Murph knows. Sometimes he forgets the name, but we're still here.
Maple Glazed.
Yes.
Yeah, I got it this time.
Here we go.
Right? Just the 1D, not the 2, correct? Even though there should be 2Ds.
You're going to pay double for that, actually. Ah,
fair. That's fair. Hence the 2Ds.
Hey! Got him.
Got him. All right. Now we wield them in. What do we do now? Wield them. Reel them.
How do we go? How do we coast from here? It's a new year. I got mental blocks now.
Wow. How heavy are they?
What are you leaning into?
I don't know, actually. For a second, I thought I knew where I was going to. I thought, like, running when they do the blocks, but then I realized that those don't count. Yeah, no. And then I thought
we're gonna do blocks
for, like, airline planes, you know, they put it the blocks so they don't roll away, but...
We're going to do 8 different takes of this podcast.
Oh, yeah, thank totally. You, mm-hmm. All-nighter, let's do it.
All right, now we're doing it. The hell with work, we got this.
Exactly, right?
Oh, wow. Brand new year.
Yep.
We just a lot of stuff has happened. I know we kind of took a little bit of time off because, you know,
fault again. Yeah.
No, it's
a lot of drinking. No drugs.
Family stuff for Murph.
Family stuff.
Drinking and you know how it is. Brand new year.
Brand new year.
It's hard to believe. What is it now? I think our podcast is 4 months old.
Wow. So I think in human terms, we could hold our head up properly because our neck's strong enough.
Yes. Our podcast
sounded weird, but yes.
That's right.
We're no longer bobbleheading. We are full infused muscles in the neck.
We're still a little awkward. We might just, you know, dig ourselves into the drag our heads into the sandwich.
We can hold the weight of our head now, and we're still drooling a lot, but it is what it is.
Nowhere near the top of the world because we can't handle the world. We can't even handle our head. No, barely.
Exactly.
We're getting there though.
That's it. We're still working on shapes and colors and things like that. So we're getting there. Baby steps. Or in this case, be crawling. But yes.
It's like, wow, people be listening. It's like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
2022. Hashtag 2022. What the fuck's happening?
Hashtag 22. Yes.
Dude, we've had 3 different things of coronavirus. Like, this is the least of anyone's concerns right now.
I know.
It's like, cares. Our
man.
Oddly specific images we paint and things like that.
I'm not a good painter, Murph. Don't drag me into that crap.
All right,
crap.
Fine. That's fair. All right.
Don't you put that evil on me,
Murph. You know you like it. You know you do. Don't fight it.
Oh, so, man, we just had, I mean, Murph had a New Year's party, and then after the New Year's, we had to sober up just enough, because then we had a special surprise. We'll get into that a little bit later. And then,
correct.
By our viewers, and it's been...
It's been crazy. It's been eventful. It's been awesome. So yeah. We've ended 2021 and brought in 2022 pretty pretty awesome. I can't even think of a better word than awesome right now. So I was gonna say pretty cool, but that sounds kind of weird. So awesome. Wow. Yeah, I know. Just awesome.
First grade.
Everything is awesome, apparently.
Everything is awesome. Just go with that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'll take
Lego that. Movie. You know it. All right.
Oh, boy. So,
yes.
Damn. It's yeah. just, it's so weird because we just like, if you guys watch like YouTube and stuff, we just finished like that video with us just overeating and dying.
Oh my gosh, I felt like crap after that. It tasted amazing. I felt like crap. It's like the first time in my life I was happy to see someone take away candy and baked goods. I was like, that's fine. Man.
It was so freaking rough because, like,
oh yeah,
I was feeling good about myself that day. I was like, all right, like, I haven't really eaten like crap for a couple weeks. I feel good. It's like, this shouldn't really bother me too bad. And then next thing you know, you get the we start making the glue vine.
Oh my gosh.
And then
glue vine is not a good mix with sweets. Not even close. That was just, I'd say that's rookie mistakes, but we've done that before. So it's this point, we're just idiots.
Yeah.
So I think we just chalk it up to that.
We're idiots who try.
It is true. We are.
That should be, man.
And have the odd one.
That's a good podcast name. Damn it, son of
idiots who try.
Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds, I don't know what, that sounds like a how-to book or something, like for dummies, but it's like idiots that try. Like, we just try really dumb things, trendy things on the internet. There's a ton of stuff that people that do that.
Or I was gonna say jackass, but you know, for people, but in Canadians' case, Red Green have had it.
Yeah, that's true.
Good times. We first of all, thank you again to Choice for sending us all those wonderful goodies. I will put down all the stuff in the show notes where you can watch that video of us slowly dying on the inside.
I say, if you got 30 minutes to spare, go for it.
You still on that.
I just can't believe you made that long. I can't believe YouTube allowed it.
Of course they do.
It's like half a porno. Like, that's like that's like crazy. That's a long video.
Wow. Who watched this? Yeah. We don't know. We're just certain markets, man.
Right, I guess. Yeah. Like, oh man.
First of all, the video ended up 31 minutes, and then as soon as I show him where I'm like, oh hey, like it's up, he's like, what the, who's watching it for 30 minutes? It's like, you'd be surprised. Germans love it, and then like the average engagement is like probably 7 minutes. So if you watch,
and yet they still have 23 minutes to go.
YouTube standards, I will take that.
All right, that's fair.
Because for Americans, I know damn well they're not watching.
Oh hell no! Even I get bored. Even I was in it, and I've been bored 2 minutes in.
Murph was there, and he was done.
Be like, man, these guys fucking suck. One guy can't even look in the camera. It's weird.
I know. Murph looks right through the camera at everybody.
I like to stare into people's souls. It's the goalie stare.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he got me late a few times.
Wear a mask next time. That's some protection.
Oh, geez. For the viewers.
It's for the bros.
For the bros.
There we go. So we ended up making like the glue vine, and we felt, I mean, Murph had some extra barefoot. Yes. Like, I need to get rid of this. So can we make that into?
It was like Costco sized bottle of red wine. So that was
huge.
Yeah, it was bad. That's what she said. Yeah. Well, you're right. Definitely she didn't say it. No, she definitely didn't say it. All right. She was lying. She lied. That's what she was.
I knew it.
But it's like a new catchphrase. She lied. All right, continue.
Hashtag she lied.
Yeah.
But so we end up, thank you to Choice. She actually sent us a bunch of like spices to mix into the red wine so we can eventually make it. It tastes good.
Yes.
It just turned out that, you know,
we should have gotten better wine.
Yeah. Definitely better wine.
But next time, 2023.
Yeah. You know what? We're learning. We're getting better.
We're learning.
That's probably the third year we're doing it, but you know what? We should know better, but we don't, but we're getting better.
It's trial and error. You just got to make a ton of errors.
Yeah.
Just to really make sure that it doesn't work.
Yeah. As soon as you get over the barrel of the ego, you're like, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. The first time could have just been a fluke. Now we know for sure that it doesn't work like that. So, you know.
Like, now I know you care because you've been here for 8 years.
Exactly.
Congrats. Yes. You guys, you're getting it. But
perfect.
After we get that done, I had to like, she gave us a bunch of sugar. So we're like dumping the sugar.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know. We're making a mess.
Well, we weren't even dumping the sugar. It came in a cone. So Zach decides he's going to, in our infinite wisdom, he takes a spoon and like a prospector is just whacking this sugar thing cone until it breaks off into the glue vine, and then we just keep stirring it and tasting like more sugar and just whacking it, and it's just
after
like a quarter of that thing in my house. It's the only thing Zach left behind. He took all the candy, but he left the sugar.
Yeah, I'll give you some candy, damn. I'm not eating all that. I still got some from years past, too. I'm like, oh, yeah, all this stuff. Right? You know, I'll give you the Oreo balls just
perfect.
For you.
Oh, there yeah. You know I love balls, white balls. I don't know. That was
got it.
I know. I had something, but it just left me.
You know I like balls.
Balls. Balls.
Balls.
I, too, live dangerously with balls. I continue.
Are your balls full of Oreo? What? Nothing.
No.
No cream.
Yeah.
No, cream on that one.
No, just all cookie.
Jesus.
It's very painful for my girlfriend.
Crunchy. You like?
Right? Yeah. Just impossible for me to have children.
Jesus.
Like
Christ.
Like the Fantastic Four, the rock guy. That's in my junk right now. That's it. Just rocks.
they call
them kidney stones, but they're not.
On a very special medical edition of Maple Glazed.
Exactly.
Listen, we're getting brand new year. We're getting even more niches here. We're not
so many
around.
More. No, yeah. We had the hockey cults. Now we're going to the physical and mental deformities. So that's what we're going for now.
You know what?
We try to do Halloween, but they're not taking it, Zach. You keep shoving it down their throat, but they're not taking it.
You know what? Exactly.
We did the abandoned places, but then I got tired of almost getting arrested, and I've had a pretty clean record, so I'm a little too nervous to do that. So
one park ranger said something.
Exactly.
Said, you can't exist. Please leave.
Well, my life flashed before my eyes, and I know if I'm going to prison, I'm going to have to pick up so much soap, so I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'm not built to not be the bottom bunk, if you know what I'm saying.
Listen, I can't go to jail either. I'm pretty. I'm done.
Yes. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're all done.
Hashtag she lied. Can already continue. Hashtag
she lied. Who's she? Oh, you'll find out.
You'll find out.
Oh.
We got way off topic.
Oh, God, Mara. Jeez.
2022.
Hey, 2023, we'll get it right.
I'm sure everyone listening was like, I really thought they're going to turn a corner and have more substantial topics and discussion paths. No, we're not doing that. We change for nobody.
Yes.
Nobody.
We do this for us.
We do this for us.
And then.
And the odd German viewers we get. And the free German candy.
And the money that doesn't come in.
The little bit of money that comes in.
The once a month.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's
right. And the haters online that fact check us.
Those Canadians, man, they are on you.
Oh, yeah. They know. They can smell it.
Hey, I'm just sitting here with some Zaw. I'm not liking it.
I really hate that you said that. I don't think I've ever heard a Canadian called Zaw. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, wow, new water. Nope, pizza.
Jeez.
But no, we... wow, Murph. Here
I don't
we go.
Know how you keep us on track, because I've already forgotten what we were talking about before.
We're talking about Candyman.
Oh, that's right. The
Candyman. The Candyman can... Oh, not
he kills
that movie.
People, I was gonna say. Okay. Yeah,
hook.
The hook.
Yar.
Exactly.
So we end up getting like a bunch of these things. Like, I'm not talking about not just usually in years past, we get like, you know, like a couple
nice
handfuls
little,
of, can- yeah. of candy.
Yeah.
But this year was like a full on box.
I think they
of
went
stuff.
To Costco or something. That was like, that was probably expensive. I felt bad seeing all that. Like, it was awesome. And I'm definitely going to finish it. But that was like a lot.
It was,
which was awesome though, but
it's, yeah, I mean, it was great. We got the experience. I mean, you get a little bit of stuff here and then you get a little bit of stuff from the year before where it's like, you get some German items here and there mixed in with some Americanized German.
Yep.
But now you get everything. So man, definitely check it out if you guys have a chance. It's
and
lot
31
of good
minutes.
Stuff. And it's great. Murph almost burned down his house.
I did actually. That's a fun. Yeah. That's a fun...
Actually, your brother's house.
Yes.
So that would be
Thank
even
you
better.
For clarifying. Yes. Not already a loser enough. Just continue to verify that.
Ah, Cotter.
Yeah.
I'm not going to believe this.
Yeah.
We were making glue vine.
Really weird boom. Thing happened. These Christmas tree branches that have been left out for a week that are dry as hell caught on fire.
It's amazing. They just catch right on fire.
I
without
thought
even
the candle wax on top of it would prevent that. It did not. Things got out of hand.
Oh, geez. Like, woof. Ah.
Yeah.
But... we're live.
We're good.
But yeah, we end up doing that, and then like was it not too long after that we end up getting right into we end up doing Murph's little party.
Yes. Ah, thank you. There ah, yes. Which good was time. Supposed to be a small, intimate, friendly get together that turned into a shit show of all of us drinking and Zach getting drunker than me for the first time I think ever in our friendship, which was awesome. But also,
not first time. It's happened maybe once.
Maybe you're right. Sorry, maybe. Once. When I think when I came and visited you at Miami because you were hanging out with your boys down there.
Oh yeah.
And I was still in the adult world, so I hadn't started pre-gaming yet, and you guys were already feeling pretty good by the time I got there. But in all fairness, because Zach is calorie counting and has a vagina, he drinks, he likes to drink vodka and like mixed drinks. So we'll be playing like drinking games with beer that you're supposed to do. And Zach will use this vodka mixed drinks to play with us. And people be like, man, that's hardcore. And it's like, yes, but he also doesn't have the liver for it. So he gets shit-faced liver very die, fast we'll like, a, like a normal person. Well, kind of like a normal person. But yeah, like, do you remember Flip Cup?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
But
yeah, Zach, he went to college yet somehow for Flip Cup, which if, hopefully everyone here knows what that is because either you've been to college or gone to college parties or whatever. But Zach did not know that you didn't have to fill the cup all the way up with beer. And you did that a few times.
That's how we played it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never played it that way.
Oh, ever. That's fine. Well, it's like, I think that's a problem with hanging out with my roommate and his buddy from Cincinnati. Things got really weird really quick.
Jeez.
It's like, no, you fill up the whole thing. You're like, whoa.
Not completely surprised by that. That sounds about right with them.
There's one time we end up renting out a keg, and then we just, that's how we started doing that. So just fill up the whole thing. So we got a keg. All right. That was the time we had the Yingling, so it's like,
oh geez,
so we got that one weekend and we're just like, bah.
And that is not a party beer. That's not a beer you want in a keg.
If you're trying
to finish that keg off, that is like I feel like kegs have like, I don't do math, but got to be like maybe 30 solo cups worth of beer.
More than that,
you think? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot. All I know is a lot.
It takes
a hefty party to tap a keg,
we got like the full keg, and I think those are like, I really want to say like 200 or something.
Gotcha. I guess we could Google if we wanted to, but no, let's just keep awkwardly guessing it.
Awkwardly guessing.
Or, yeah.
And then like 400.
Yeah, right? Something like, yeah.
All I remember is like the weekend we had that, we started playing Flip Cup, and we filled the whole thing up, and like, then we basically get to a point where everyone's kind of tired.
Yeah,
playing Flip Cup because we drank all this beer. But all I remember was we didn't have as many people at this party that we hoped to drink all this beer. Like, right. Oh, damn, what the hell are we going to do? The beer was going to sit. And one of our friends, Milkshake,
the guy's hilarious.
I'm not going to give you a story behind
this. Probably going to run the world here soon, but yes, continue. Yeah.
We go out uptown and then we come back, and next thing you know, we just see Milkshake just up. Falling asleep on our couch. We're like, Milkshake, you all right? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, all right. We try to get a little bit of beer for the end of the night. And we're like, holy shit, it's gone. And we're like, Milkshake, you drank all this? He's like, ugh. Milkshake is like 5'6".
He's a small guy. Yeah. But like, I think any of us could pick him up and throw him over your head. Like, it was a small guy.
He's
a huge personality.
He's like, ironically, he's been to Germany, like to Munich, plenty of times. So I think he kind of understood like how to drink and the volumes. But you just see this little guy like,
the Germans going to teach me how to do things. I'd love to learn how I love German style beer, but I feel like it always sits so heavy for me that I can only drink so much beer and then I'm done. Can't, like, I'm tapped out.
Some will, but I don't know. I always drink the Pilsners because they're nice. The German Pilsners,
I'm definitely getting into those. Yeah. Yeah.
Super smooth. So, but yeah.
Anyway, so but yeah, that was New Year's, but yeah, so it went to a shit show a little bit, but it was still fun nonetheless. We brought in 2023 too with a bang. We're not even in 2023 yet. So that was cool. Our first time in a long time, thought that was going to be awkward. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So
yeah,
everyone handled each other pretty well.
Well, it's people ran into other people who they haven't seen in a while, and then they're like, "Hey, look."
That helped too. Yeah, There was luckily there was a lot of people.
Don't have to worry about anything,
right?
We're good.
Yeah, perfect. and then it was hard to believe that was on Friday. Man, that weekend was long weekend. Yeah, that was. I think that was Friday because then Saturday we just kind of hung out. Yeah. And then it was just like, yeah, it's
Saturday. I passed out for a while.
Yeah, we all had to recover. It was actually, no, I went to brunch and then I'm pretty sure I drank all day. Yep.
Oh, God. I remember Saturday was bad because as soon as I got back, it was raining and I was like queasy. And then I was like, all right. And then I just like hopped in my bed and then I just passed out for a few hours. And then I walk out and my dad's like, hey, how was last night? I'm like, fine. It's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, nope. I went to brunch and I think we had 9 bottles of champagne.
Wow, and then you really celebrate the New Year. Right. I love it.
And then we also had 2 more when we got back to my place after.
Oh my God.
So yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we did. I did a lot more drinking on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Surprisingly, though, I don't know if it's just because I did it over a long span of time or just because it was champagne with orange juice in it, but I was surprisingly not that hungover on Sunday for all that drinking.
Most of them, man.
Yeah.
They're different.
They're amazing, but yes, I guess they are different.
That's you don't really get hungover from mimosas at all.
True.
Maybe like a headache, but that's really it.
Yeah. 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 It definitely, well, I think it was too how long it took because we were there for a few hours, because I've done it where I've had like a few in a short time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the
you're doing the German way, you just right, keep drinking
exactly
not, like, well over anymore
exactly. And the danger though was this was a true bottomless mimosa, whereas like a lot of places here in Columbus they kind of get around bottomless mimosa by they give you a deal for the bottle, so it'll be like $10 for a bottle of mimosa. Whereas, like, if you bought them individually, it could cost you $5. So if you do quick math, you're like, you know, a bottle gets you about 4 drinks roughly. So you're like, you know, whereas $5, that's 20, and the bottle's 10. Let's do bottles.
Yeah.
And so you only do like 4 or 5 because you're like, that's $50 in bottles right there, and there's 5 of us here, so we each pay for 1 bottle.
Yeah.
Whereas when we did bottomless, it was literally like $20, and that was it. So we literally sat there for 4 hours and just drank and had brunch.
I
don't know
if I could sit there for 4 hours with somebody and just get like in public and just slowly get plastic.
It was, yeah, it was a small group of people, so that helped. But yeah, it was like, and then, yeah, so it was like, it was me, my girlfriend, 2 buddies from, sorry, no, 3 buddies from hockey, and then his wife and the other guy's girlfriend. So there was like 7 of us.
Oh jeez.
Yeah, so it was it was a good group. Yeah. So we hockey players can drink, not like football players and other sports, but they can still hold their own pretty good. So imagine football players. I think they said rugby players drink crazy.
Oh dude. Yeah. Rugby, they're wild.
Yeah.
Football is up there with rugby. They're kind of the same level.
True.
But
those linemen help out. Yeah.
Big men.
Those big guys, I'm sure, take a lot of beer.
And then we end up getting to like Sunday, and this is the best part. I got to give a shout out to everyone who obviously listens to this, watches this, and also watches the vlogs. They actually surprised me about a month ago, 2 months ago, about giving me and Murph tickets to the Chiefs Bengals game.
Thank you so much. That was actually my first NFL experience.
Murph's,
that was my first. I've never been to an NFL game, so that was really cool.
You see Murph's eyes just light up like mine when
awesome.
I was a kid. Just like,
yeah.
Players, look at them.
Right? Look at those tight pants. No.
Tight pants. Tight pants.
I mean, truthfully, I'm not the biggest football fan, but I will have to admit, like being there, experiencing it all, like different. You definitely see why people enjoy it. Like, and it's definitely like, actually kind of feel a little bad too, because you can tell some people enjoy it so much that I bet you any money owners and stuff are just racking it in, you know, like doing the bare minimum, especially what that thing came out, what was like the Washington Football Club and the Eagles game, and the fans fell over the railing because the Washington Stadium is so underkept and they don't want to put the money into it, and it's just like, you know, they're making so much money, it's like you can build
a
new stadium.
That stadium, I mean that stadium is probably the most cursed thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right. Jeez.
Because like where RG3 got injured and Alex Smith.
Oh yeah.
They're within like 5 yards of each other.
Oh yeah. Oh jeez. I forgot
like where they
about
blew
that.
Out their ACLs.
Alex Smith
shit.
Was really bad. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like there was someone put out on Twitter one time or this past week of all like the major like milestones of like the bad milestones of the stadium, and all these major injuries, like blown MCLs or ACLs, all happen within 5 or 7 yards of each other. And then obviously you had like the, where that entrance thing happened.
Yeah.
Where those fans fell out. That's actually like the closest one to that.
Yeah. So
that patch of field.
Yeah. Literally, if you guys haven't seen the video, like go check it out. It's crazy. But like, yeah, it's like there's an entrance or whatever. And you see, I think it was Hurts, the new quarterback for Philly, or the chosen quarterback for Philly right now. He's like running out, and you see these, and Philly fans are crazy. And you see them leaning over this railing, and then the railing just gives out and they fall easily, what, like 4 feet. Like it was a pretty high fall for luckily I don't think anyone like broke anything, but no. Like, you know, not to mention you're falling on top of a railing. So like your wrists or any, yeah, like, no one's like, yeah,
it was, nobody was seriously injured. But even then Jalen Hurts, to make matters like this, yeah, shows how good of a dude he was. He wrote a letter to the owners like, hey, get your crap together.
Yeah.
Cause this is bad.
Well, the railing too could have fallen on him. Like fallen on his knee or something. Back. Yeah. True. Like, yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Which
fair, more? Fair. He's used to, yeah, he's used to no O lines. He's just like, oh, I can just dodge this. Yeah.
Takes a jump
like
shot.
A mad DB. Yeah.
There's everyone else's falling. yeah. wow.
Well, anyway. Yeah.
We got it.
I don't know when Zach's, did you put your post in the video on that?
Not yet. Okay. I'll probably do that this week at some point.
Gotcha.
I gotta find the inspiration.
Fair.
but
no, it was awesome. It was really fun. Really
but
cool.
It's I'm trying to tell Murph like this whole time, like you wait till you go to your first NFL game, that you know the whole experience will trap you in. He's like, okay, I've been to hockey games, whatever, it's fine. But yeah. Then it's like you can't explain it till you go to one and you're like, Oh wow.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Right.
It is.
Well, besides that crazy woman that was standing behind me at the end of the game, like that woman was very annoying. Like I didn't even want to look behind me because I was nervous. It was just some crackhead that was going to like be like, oh, he's wearing a silver chain. Let's jump up. Like, I don't know. It was just she was crazy.
Murph was wearing some cheap stuff and he had like a little bit of a cracked out woman high on something, drunk on something.
Yeah.
Kind of like getting slightly a little bit closer to his left shoulder. And we're kind of like on the aisle seat there. And Murph's just like, this lady is getting awfully close. She's like, boo, 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 who they? And Murph's like, I don't know who they are. What are we doing?
That's the question I'm asking.
who are you?
Who are they?
Who are they and who are you?
I don't know, yeah. This is not proper English. I don't get it.
I'm just like, man, just don't turn around. And then I turn around and look at her because I'm curious to see what this woman looks like. And she's like... As soon as I took like a quick look to my left, she kind of makes a quick eye contact with me. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
Reset. And then the guys are right. We're actually pretty cool. But like Murph said, there's people, and granted, I have been around football my whole entire life. I get it. But there's people who live and die through the sport and through their team.
Yeah.
Whatever. That's cool. Have your pageantry. But if that defines your whole entire week.
Literally, there are literally some people that like happily married and their team loses and can't go home and make love to their wife or something. And I'm like, if it's like affecting your life that hard that you've ruined, no pun intended, that you've ruined your week. Like, and I mean, I know they hate when we talk about this, but I know there's some soccer fans that are exactly the same, but that stuff just baffles me. And I know like, and I know it's easy. Well, it's weird for me to say, considering my family has made a living in this sport. But I think that's what I will respect about football is I always love, and Zach knows this, like we've talked about it, I love when you have pride in your town. And I think that's what makes sports, what makes a city and what makes a state so good is the people that live in it caring about what their community's like. So like that I respect. That's why I've always thought like, Columbus needs a football team, a basketball team. Like the city of Columbus needs something. We'll never get it, but we could use that instead of just soccer and hockey. But like that's always cool to see. But I do feel like they just take it too far where I'm like, unfortunately, the guys that are playing on the field, they love the city too and they want to do well. But at the end of the day, they're getting paid for it, whether they win or lose. The city. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's true. They're not from it. So it's like.
I'll be honest with you, having played whatever you want to call it, arena football, like in that whole experience, you really don't get a whole glimpse of whatever like surrounding you're in unless you get even remotely a little bit of time off, which is not very much. So it's even then you spent so little time outside of the football facility that you're like, well, this is nice, whatever. I'll get used to it. You learn to adapt pretty quick. So these guys, I'm sure Burrow's fine because he's from Ohio. So he's like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
And then everybody else, you know, who's from the South or other parts of the country, they're like, well, this crap's cold. I don't like it. It's like,
it's
such a different environment. And I just don't understand people who just, they're like, this is my life. I can't move on with my life until these guys win. This is it.
I mean, it's great to see, and I respect those. Like, I had a roommate, you remember Travis, like, they're huge Cleveland fans.
Yeah.
And, like, his dad, I think him, cried when, like, the Cavs won. you know, and like they were you know, and they were like, yeah. And so like that stuff I respect. So that I'm okay with, but there are some cases where like they go a little too serious. And like you said, like unfortunately professional athletes, they're so busy and so many things are happening that the stuff they do in the community, a good chunk of it, it's like the team is asking them to do it.
Yeah.
And then so that like, you know, so there's, it's very rare to find guys that like want to get in the community. Cause then by the time they do have time off, it's only a few months and they're like, as much as I'd love to help the community, I want to enjoy my time off with my family. So it's like, it's, yeah, it's,
everyone's kind of required to do a lot of, community work of some sort, start your own foundation. I mean, they used to, not anymore. No,
but some of them still do. Like there are really, there are some good ones. Like I know Joe Burrow with the Hunger here and like in Southern Ohio. I know there's like some NHL owners, like the old owner for the Blue Jackets was really good about that. Wanting people to get out into the, and like, I think he even paid some players a little extra to be like, hey, go do this. Cause sometimes the superstar players just get so tired of all the recognition that they don't want to go do the community service stuff because the attention no longer is on the community service stuff. It's on the athlete that's there. And so like, it's just like, but yeah, it's, that's just the only thing I have about it where it's like, sports is great. There's a reason for it. It used to be a sign of who is the stronger nation for war. Now we've turned it into this huge billion-dollar industry. But like, I sometimes I have to think like fans, myself included, we have to be at least a little bit like woke and being like these guys are just paid to do this. Like, you know, they're not going to go die out there because they want your ego stroked when Cleveland and Cincy play each other for the Ohio rivalry for the fifth time in the year. Like it's like, it's just like, it's like, they're not going to do it. Like it's just not going to do it.
I
wouldn't do it either. Like that's like, you know, it's,
I have the same debate with people and people are like, well, how do you not I enjoy it. I was like, that's great. You can enjoy it. But I guarantee you, if you ask everybody who ever played at a very high level, oh, do you still watch the sport? Do you still, I guarantee you, probably 8 times out of 10, the very least, they'll be like, no, I don't watch the sport. I played, you know, high power five conference level in college or just professionally. I guarantee you the guys would be like, no.
Fortunately, too, when you know some of the insider stuff that even like I don't get told because I just can't be told it. But when you've seen some of the stuff and you've seen ownership and you've seen how things are run, it unfortunately hurts. It takes the childlike wonder out of the game. Because it has become so business now.
That is one of the hardest things.
It's the hardest pill to swallow. The hardest pill to swallow.
That's what she said.
Nice. She lied.
Oh. Damn. Hearth pills. Yeah. Get out of town.
No, but.
No, it's that was like one of the hardest things when I started playing Arena. That was one of the most difficult things to switch from, I guess, school. For me, it wasn't even pageantry for Miami. It was just, I don't know. You're just trying to win. That's really it.
Yeah.
And then you get to the next level. It's like, all right, you know, what can you do for us? It's like, well, I'm working really hard. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Like, I don't care if you work really hard.
No,
You gotta
social
be
media this outreach. Level. Like,
This is like right. I think Instagram was just becoming big at this time, but they're like, you gotta be here. This is the level that you gotta be at. And if you're not, then.
It is entertainment, even though a lot of those athletes have horrible acting skills. They are entertainers, just like actors. Like they have to be able to promote the team in the city, and that's what they want. Like especially if you're a bubble player, unfortunately, and because the professional, there's so many people in the world that want to do it.
Yeah.
They're like a dime a dozen. So if you're a bubble player with a decent social media following or idea of how that works, they're going to keep you because that's free marketing. Whereas if you're someone that works hard, but maybe you're quiet off the ice or off the field or whatever, they don't want you. That's not what they want.
That should happen to a football YouTuber.
Yeah.
Destroying. He's a kicker. Okay. And then he's been trying to play in the NFL for years. He's actually not bad.
Okay.
So he actually was one of the first casualties of NCAA because when he was in college, he was doing all these videos. He's making money off of it. So NCAA said, you can't make money off your likeness at that time. So they basically, he's like, either you stop doing YouTube or you can leave school. It's like, I'll leave.
Yeah.
Actually, he wanted to finish school, but the team said, well, we're not going to.
Can't kick then.
Well, yeah, if you're not playing for us, we're not going to continue. We're going to honor our scholarship. So they're like, screw it. Yeah. So, but it's funny because Toronto Argonauts called him one time. This is a couple of years, like a year or two ago. And to come on for be an extra leg during training camp. And at that point, they already had three kickers. which it's unheard of, really.
Yeah, it's so, Canadian football for you. They'll do weird things like that.
As soon as he announced, and this is perfect to what Murph was saying, is like as soon as he announced that he signed with his team, they basically used him for his clout.
Yeah.
Because they would never use him, except for like preseason games. They would use him there sporadically. But in season, they kind of kept him going for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. And then they cut him.
That. Yeah.
And, I mean, the dude has probably a couple million. Wow. Followers on Instagram and everything. So it's, hey,
it's always,
that's how it is.
All sadness aside, I still think it's amazing. And I love talking to people that have a respect for the sport. Like me and Zach, I'll always have a respect for the sport. Like, even though we've seen the dark side, kind of like they say how the sausage is made, like you still have a respect for it. Like there is still
the meat,
right? There is still that thing behind it of why you love it. Like me and Zach joked about it once. It's like a crazy ex. Like you want to be done with them, but you can't let them go.
Very true.
So, you know that, and I always love talking to fans like that, or like educating people on it. Like it's a sport that's given me so much. I'll always love it. But unfortunately, like everything, there's a dark side to things. And so that's why I always want to try and help fans and being like, love the sport, love the place you live in, have that pride. Like that's really great. But be careful, because they will use that against you as quickly as they can. Especially in some of these cities, like, and especially in Canada, hockey's so big that they will not question when things are expensive, and they just like take it. And it's just like a typical Toronto Maple Leafs game, you could sit like high up, like high upper bowl, that they look like ants down there almost, and you are paying easily $300 at least for one ticket. And then you go in there, and then like the tall beers are like this tall, could be like $50. It's like one of the most, they're like one of the most expensive arenas in the war, like in hockey. It's crazy. It's crazy. But regardless, we got sad. But the Bengals game that you guys helped us out with, thank you again. That was awesome. It was a great first experience. I will say, hopefully I don't ruin by saying this, I was really shocked by how the refs affected the game. Like, I really thought...
Go off, Murph.
Right? No. I thought it probably should have ended more like better than what it actually did, but there were a few times, and there's some calls where I think Zach got on video where I was kind of like, I thought this was football. Like, what are they calling that for? Or like, you know, like, or they would just make these, they make these weird calls where I don't like to put the tinfoil on my head, but I had to agree with Zach where I'm like, it seems like a bigger power has come into this game and been like, hey, like, you know, one team, there's gonna be one team winning this game, and this is the team I want to win. And that was it. Like, it was just really weird. The you hate to see that. Like, that's not what reffing's supposed to be. They impacted the game. Like, that's not what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be objective, and they like interjected themselves into it. It was like, it was bad. It was bad.
I am going to, God, this is difficult. Yeah. I try to tell football fans this, and they don't want to listen to me ever, but it's like, this is no different. So this is years and years and years ago. The NBA had issues with referees, and there's a guy that came out and blew the whistle on some stuff. It's like, oh, they want us to call certain fouls, X amount of fouls, X amount of...
Oh, yeah. I mean, they do it in hockey, too. I know that. Yeah.
Throw-ins, whatever.
Yeah.
Just to not influence the game, but to make sure the pace is where they want it to be.
Just change the style of the game. Yeah. Yeah.
And at the time, I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. That's one guy. That's fine. But then it was like probably a year ago, I see something with soccer, essentially the same thing. All right. We want to get a certain number of corners, a certain number of free kicks. Yeah. And they're like, huh. So I started thinking one day, I was like, all right, there's got to be something here with the NFL, because realistically it is entertainment. I get it. I've heard story after story of people saying like, okay, it's rigged. It's this, it's that. I don't think it is rigged, but it's pushed in a certain way. If they had to, they see an opportunity, they will take it.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying as a Chiefs fan, whatever.
Zach's kind of gotten me into it too. I actually talked to my dad about it once, because we would like,
yeah,
like even my dad.
I don't know
after,
how the NHL does it, but
no, yeah,
sure.
Even my dad after an NHL game will be like, you know, what do you think of that call? And I was like, yeah, I'm so confused by it too.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So in hockey, when they do a video review, I don't know about football. Yeah. They go to Toronto. That's what they call it. And so basically, Toronto is where the big Hockey Hall of Fame is, as well as like the NHL headquarters. Even though they also have one in New York. And so they always call it going to Toronto. And so it's literally this war room of these old guys watching the film and all that. But truthfully, even though there's 80 something games in the NHL, I think they factor in how things are going and how certain teams are doing.
Yeah.
And they'll say, let's just give them a goal here or something like that. Let's keep this game interesting. Cause just like football, hockey, they want more goal scoring. They want more, like, they don't want hitting, but they want goal scoring.
Yeah.
They want excitement like that. And that's kind of the sad, I guess that's the sad part we talked about is now so many people just want the entertainment and like the, and they don't understand the whole gameplay of things of like, that's where I somewhat respect soccer a little bit of that. You know, you respect the gameplay and the culture of it. Whereas now hockey, football, basketball, it's all about points and celebrations and goofy things. And basically it just turns into this huge circus act.
Soccer has done a good job with,
kind
of embedding itself in the culture and then working its way kind of around it.
Correct.
But it's funny Murph brought that up because, like, when I was younger, I noticed a lot of things when I was younger. There's one thing that just really bothered me. This is when they first introduced kind of like a central location for like viewing replays.
Yeah.
So Murph's case for hockey, it was Toronto, but for us, it's New York. So they always go what they call going to New York to get an extra review. And I always hated that because I remember early on when they first initiated, a lot of the calls were going against the Chiefs. I'm like, what the hell do we have to do? Like, I never understood that. What they used to do, they used to have an extra referee in the box up in, you know, there'd be a little cubicle for him. He's like, all right, check this over. Does this look good? All right, what do you think about this? Okay, boom, there's your call. You move on.
Right.
They used to have a guy at the stadium. That's it. That's how it should be. Because that's my concern as well. It's like you send it to a central location. Like,
yeah.
Well,
at the end of the day, it's a big, like, you know, NHL, NFL, they're a corporation. They're a big conglomerate. Yeah. So they need to do what's best for, they'll say the sport, but they also need to do what's best for entertainment and for all that. So
just think of ancient Rome, where you had a bunch of those games during a 90-day time just to excite the people. And then the Senate's doing all kinds of goofy stuff.
Exactly.
Behind the scenes. That's all that is. That, as soon as I read about that in the book, in one of my college history books, I was like, wow. This is very reminiscent today.
I mean, but I don't want the movie Gladiator, but anyway, continue.
Yeah,
yep. All right.
Sorry. I don't want to get too gloomy, but it was a great game.
Great game.
I, you know, the Chiefs didn't do themselves any favors the second half, but the refs really handed to them the last two or three drives. And
that last thing where they got to replay downs and all that, it was just, that was crazy. Anyway,
That tackle was not a personal foul. I don't give that a crap what you.
Yeah, I think Zach got a. I don't know if Zach will include it, but I think he like turned to me and I literally told him, I looked in the camera, I was like, I thought this was football. Like, aren't they allowed to make those tackles? And Zach just shrugged. He's like, I don't know. So it was weird.
I love it when, because I couldn't see it firsthand, but then when they slowed it down, actually, you know what? This is the problem. They didn't show the freaking replays, not just in the stadium, but also on the TV.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah.
I heard from a lot of people in Kansas City, like, they didn't bother showing the replay on the TV.
Exactly,
But it's funny because I had a couple of the Bengals fans next to us who were saying, well, so, hey guys, I know that's a really bad call, but we'll take it.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's like, no, at least you're honest about it. I respect
those
that.
Fans. We respect exactly. Yeah. I'm the same. Yes.
It's unlike those other fans. Like, oh, eat it.
We deserve this. And you're like, all right, whatever. Shut up. Yeah. I think that was the one thing that like bugged me that doesn't make sense is because I guess I'm a little bipartisan. I'm a little like I guess I don't think bipartisan is the word, but whatever. With my family being so defensive minded, knowing you that's defensive minded, so that's the one thing I can't get over with NFL football is the whole idea is you're killing each other and you're tackling each other.
Yeah,
and yet somehow they make these rules that someone could tiptoe along the out of bounds line with the ball, and someone goes to tackle them, and instead of tackles them in the continuation, unfortunately they go out of bounds and it's a automatic flag, and I'm like, the tackle was already initiated inbounds. So it kind of like promotes these guys to just tiptoe along the along the goal line and no one has to, or along the out of bounds line and the sideline and no one has to hit them because they're like, if I hit them, I'm going to get a flag. It's like the craziest thing to me.
We call a gray area.
Yeah.
And that is that's his interpretation. And usually his interpretation is wrong.
Oh, almost all the time.
So it's because it's a difficult call to make.
Yeah.
But that's kind of like that.
That's why that's why I find it funny because it used to be back in the day, like you said, when we were growing up, was if it was a gray area, the ref usually would just let it go unless it got bad because he was judging the game. Yeah. Nowadays, I think these refs view themselves as entertainers, so they try to insert themselves in the games as often as possible.
They turn from the judge of the game to the kind of the director.
yeah.
of the game. That's, exactly. That's the, kind of the issue I have now.
Yeah, before they would, as in hockey, they'd say, let the boys play. They'd let them play. Now the refs are like, no, I'm an authoritarian figure. You will play my game. And it's just like, it's the weirdest thing.
Excuse
like,
me, so I'm an authoritarian.
Yeah, you could, normally what was beautiful about sports is you go to different areas and see the different style of play they all would do, and they would combine to see who's the best.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's you just see who's reffing, and that's the game they're going to play, and then that's it. And it's just like it's crazy. Like
soccer's even like that. Yeah, it's so bad.
Oh, NHL. I'm sure NFL's the same. NHL. They know what refs. They know the refs, so they know. Hey guys, we got McCauley tonight. You know, he's going to call this and that, and it's just like it's crazy.
And
like,
NFL's having that problem now because the last couple of years, a lot of the older refs started to retire. Yeah. And so now you have some of like the younger refs who have probably only been reffing for, you know, three,
might
four,
never
five
even played
years.
The sport. Some of those people look like they've never played the sport.
My biggest problem, and this stemmed, and I don't care who you talk to, I'm tired of this crap. When the Chiefs play the Rams on, was it Monday night or whatever the hell it was? It was a couple of years ago. Okay. That's when it was like, you know, the combined points was like over 100. Everyone said to me, this is the best game I ever watched. It was one of the worst games because, first of all, there was no one stopping anybody on defense. Like, why the hell are we watching this? Yeah. Why even put a defense? It's not even worth my time. But that was the game they're supposed to have in Mexico City, but then they moved because I guess Mexico decided, oh, it was a Shakira concert, and then they didn't put the coverings on the grass to protect it, so then it was just all ruined. So they moved it to L.A.,
oh yeah,
but they did one thing that they shouldn't.
They should have gone like Texas or something, then like a neutral site. Right?
Well, that's the thing. They ran out of space. Like they couldn't schedule anything last second. But the problem I had was they're like, oh, we didn't really have any refs available, like a whole crew available during that time. So they took what they call the all-star crew. They took they nitpicked, and this is like, you know, 5, 6, 7 man crew they put together who've never worked together, and it's imperative they work together.
Yeah,
because they have to stay in constant communication. Field,
the field's big. Field's big. So, you got one guy on one sideline, guy on another. Like, they got to be able to, like, look at each other and be like, okay.
And they all have, like, little tiny set, like, headpieces. So they all talk to each other, like, all right, we got a holding here. We got this going, that going on. And you can't. And I remember, like, the first half of that game, there were so many aggressive play calls. I think it was Ed Hockley's son. And it's like, he was just like, oh, holding here, holding there, which it probably is by textbooks.
But I think that's football. They just let that go because, like, that's just what they do. Only, like, they all hold each other.
This is the problem now, because I was like, I always said is like, unless there is a rivalry game or something that's getting starting to get heated, then you step in. It's like, hey, then you start throwing flags on both sides. Like, hey, chill out.
Prevent them from fighting because they will fight each other. So prevent them from fighting. Yes.
I guarantee you, that's why my dad doesn't really talk to me about football during games because he's like, you know too much. So it's like, I can tell you where the flow is going to go during a game. So if there's like, if it's heavily one sided or heavily the other way, and then I'm like, these guys are going to fight in later third quarter or fourth quarter, it usually does happen because it's just like you don't take control of the game early on. Yeah, second quarter, you
really
have to.
Game gets out of hand. Oh, yeah. That happens in hockey. Yep. Oh, yeah. Which,
if you don't do it, it's bad.
For as much as we shit on it before, the athletes do get competitive.
They do.
Like, you know, they do get competitive. Of course, it's for their own reasons.
You got to set the boundaries.
But they get competitive. But, yeah, exactly.
The refs have to set the boundaries.
And they'll always cheat and they'll always do things. That's why the ref is there to set the boundaries of being like, listen, I'll let this go, but I won't let this go.
Yeah.
And that, or they're supposed to give verbal warnings. And it seems like nowadays that doesn't happen anymore. Like,
It's too much. Either it's way too aggressive by throwing flags or just nothing at all.
Well, I think too, it's like egos, because my dad would say, like, you know, obviously in hockey, like, and that's the whole point of a coach is they have to help the team, like, get going. So sometimes you've got you got to yell at the ref. You got to let them know, like, hey, like, you're really fucking up right now. Like, get your shit together. Yeah. And my dad was saying, like, back in the day, the refs would be like, I know what you're doing. This is your warning. Stop. If you don't, I'm throwing you out. And so then the coaches would be like, throw me out. And so then they keep cursing and then they get thrown out. Well, my dad's is like, nowadays the refs will get in like verbal altercations with you.
I know.
So then it'll be like, that was such a fucking terrible call. And he'll look at you and be like, well, you're a fucking terrible coach. And you're just like,
it's like,
you're supposed to be the ref. Like, what are you doing? Like,
you don't ever engage in that.
Yeah, you're supposed to have thick skin. And then even when I coach high school, like, the refs will say something, and then I'm like, you know, you just pissed us off more and our players off more by saying that. And
that's been the problem now too.
It's so bad. Well, the players are horrible at treating refs. I will first admit that. Yeah, but the refs don't do themselves any favors.
True.
Because it's like, you're the adult here. Like, come talk like, to me. Come talk to me then. Don't tell my kid to go fuck off. Like, come talk to me. Like, I've had that. I've had that happen in front of me once, and I almost got kicked out because the guy like said something to my player, and I was like, you don't fucking talk to him like that. You talk to me. And the guy looked at me, he knew he fucked up. And I was like, exactly, dude. Like, that's a high school kid.
It's not just, you know, I experienced it at high school level. Yeah. I've experienced it the higher levels too. But even overseas, that's starting to become a problem.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And I used to always ask these refs, and some of these people are really nice people.
Very good.
And awesome people besides the point. But I always go up to them like, why? I remember there's one time I think I had a game in Germany. I ran up to the guy. I was like, why are you trying to dictate the game? Well, I'm supposed to do that as a ref. I was like, no, you're supposed to judge it. You're dictating the flow of the game. And that's where I do not like any. That's why I think you're messing up your job. It's like, you just worry about yourself. I'll worry about my job. I was like, well, I'm going to let you know if I have to come over here and talk to you again, it's not going to be pretty. It's like, it's a threat. Like, just do your job. I won't have to do anything. That's it.
And I understand there have been people and players that have ruined the ref thing relationship by going too far or saying things too much.
Like in Columbus, where they wedged refs in. Did you see that in Columbus? The refs were going into halftime, and someone took the soda.
Oh no, I missed this one.
The soda machine dispenser, and they wedged it up against like where the refs were, and so they couldn't get out. Like. And so the refs, I don't blame them. They end up suing the school because I don't know. What do you even say?
Yeah, why not? And again, unfortunately, too, that's also fans that get into rowdy. But of course, high schoolers nowadays are, I don't know what's going through their minds. Like, they're just, they scarily jump to things that I'm like, I'd have to be a certain sort of pissed off no matter how much hormones are going. I'd have to be like, they just don't think anymore. And I know the common excuse is like,
they don't.
And I think that's it, is people have defended them so much with, well, there's so many hormones firing off in their brains, they can't think clearly. It's like, we were all teenagers one point in life.
We all went through.
At no point in my life did I ever get mad enough that I keyed somebody's car or like put in a cherry bomb into a car seat that they're going to sit on. God. Like I would never have thought I might have thought to have gone that far once, but then I've been like, I'm not an idiot. Like, no, I'm not going to do that. And it's scary nowadays how people defend them so quickly. Like, it's kind of like, well, maybe it's not the teenager's fault. Maybe it's that person's fault. And it's just like, unless that person is physically assaulting them, like, no, like, even like, no, like, it's like, call the police then, or like, just no. Just like,
you guys will find out maybe not now or down the road, possibly, if things ever correct themselves, which I'm not sure they will. The key word in all this is accountability.
Oh my gosh.
There is none. Have fun. Dude, anytime that's you try to instill it.
I think, I think as a world, as a world, especially if like COVID has created this for us, is accountability. Yeah. Literally just everyone's gunning for themselves right now. And that really is why we are in such a shit storm, and we're going to be in it for a long time because so many people are like, I did this for so long. This person didn't do that. So because he's not doing it, I'm not going to do it. And it's just kind of like, everyone's got to pay the piper at some point. Like, we're all like, you know, it's just everything in the world. You see it. Like, we know too, as athletes, you learn this when you're in school and you're an athlete, that if you're fucking something up or not giving it the proper attention, it will come back to bite you
every time.
Just like my investing portfolio. I have so much stock that I am not taking on right now. And I know I'm probably going to pay some crazy fine for it, but
that, you know, fucking I'm lazy. Dogecoin,
I'm lazy,
man,
as fuck right now.
You
but
son of a bitch.
No, but like, I don't know. Yeah, we really digressed again from an awesome, awesome Chiefs Bengals experience.
Chiefs game was great.
Very good.
Wow.
Very good.
Third, fourth topic.
I know, right?
Woof.
Right?
We're almost
this is what they listen for. They, you know, they want, you know.
Vaughn, Mr. Tyler, you went really off chart.
We did. Yes, we did.
Get it together.
Right?
No, it's...
No, but that was cool. That was cool the Sunday after New Year's. So.
It was awesome. You know, it's great to go to like a NFL game.
Yeah.
Just again, experience that every time. It's just funny because I love seeing people's first games because they just kind of get that look. Like, wow, this is way different than on TV.
Yes.
They kind of get sucked into it. But I was joking with Merv. It's like, man, I must have been spoiled. Because once you go to Arrowhead Stadium, it's a completely different, like...
It's on my bucket list. I feel like now that I've experienced the first NFL game, Now I got to do the first Arrowhead with what everything he tells me. So that's going to be the goal, hopefully, in the next few years.
God, yeah.
All depending on COVID, what, you know, the country decides to react to that. But yeah, that was like, and the other thing I was telling Zach the whole game was I was shocked how fast it was. It was not as slow as I thought it was. Now, of course, it probably was because there was two awesome gunslinging quarterbacks that were just chucking it downfield. Yeah. But it wasn't so, because what I'm used to when I was younger watching was it was always the same old thing. I could still predict it to this day, where it was run play, potentially a second run play, third and long toss. And then it was just, okay, now we're going to punt it. And the whole idea was who was going to mess up the punting that you would then be in a good area to get a field goal or a touchdown.
But now,
but nowadays you got to love that the playbooks are so more detailed and they study so much more. And I realize now football players are a lot smarter than I thought they were, and that they will literally be like, maybe it's a run play. Next thing you know, we're doing a Hail Mary, and now we're doing another run play, and then let's do a dump off. Like it's awesome. It's a lot more entertaining. So yeah. And I'm not sure if it's just their styles of offenses, but even Joe Burrow to that wide receiver Chase, like Jamar scored Chase. Three touchdowns. Yeah. Literally, Joe Burrow just threw the ball in his vicinity, and he was getting it. It was the craziest.
It wasn't thing. Like you know he was. It's the thing. Like
he would be like the other end of the field, and he'd just be like, "I'm gonna throw it up here," and he'd just come out of nowhere. It's like, what is happening?
It wasn't like he was open. Like he was being really. I mean, he was being pressed pretty good, and he would just find a way to get the ball.
Yeah.
And then not to mention too that big pass play he had.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he threw it to him. Boom! One cut.
Just speed.
Everyone just like missing. I was like, God, man. Just
I had to ask Zach that. I was like, what happened there? Like, I thought your guys would be fast enough to catch him. And Zach's like, he was just fast. And he's like, he took the right angle. Then we watched, and I think it was like a corner or something overcommitted a little bit. And because he safety. Went like, yeah, safety the safety overcommitted a little. But it was crazy. It was crazy.
All you had, are the things I tell my guys. It's like, you don't over pursue.
No.
If you realize you're not going to be the first one there, all right, I always teach them.
Yeah, give them some angles. Yards, but make the tackle. Yeah, angles, give them some yard, hip. Yeah. Yep, so hockey's the same.
Like, up front, other hip. And you can just manipulate where they go. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just like, oh, look, football. It's like, okay.
But in all fairness, though, they have to make those decisions in like 2 seconds. So a lot of times, especially when you're tired, it's cold out, you're not making the right decision. You know what I mean? Like
they just want off the field.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Especially, that's the one thing I remember training. I'm sure you're the same way, is you realize when training is that you're not training to become stronger. You're training to train your muscles of when I am dog tired and don't want to think, they're just going to naturally take over. It's just habit. Like, it's just habit. Like, yeah.
I work out to get strong.
Exactly. All right.
Hell with everybody.
but no, that game was awesome. Thank you guys again. That game was awesome.
Yeah. Luckily, I mean, you know what? The beers weren't that expensive.
No.
It was pretty good compared to everybody else. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what, $8?
Right. We were pretty, though. We were pretty tame. We only had, like, two.
Yeah, we're
pretty tame, but yeah, you know,
I was hungry.
Right.
But honestly, it wasn't bad. I only spent like $30.
Yeah, didn't tailgate. Was kind of hoping to, see that a little bit, but we didn't get there in time. It was just
Stati's not a
a tailgating place either.
No, if you guys ever get a chance to check out like Cincinnati or Cleveland, they're very similar. Like Cleveland has like a huge open parking lot. That's where everyone does a tailgating.
Yep.
Cincinnati kind of has, and Cleveland's very similar to this. They all have like areas underneath the overpass where they all just get drunk. Just
trolls. Yep.
Yeah. The
trolls.
Give me a beer. It's a troll toll. But it's just funny because you have like one parking lot's like full of Chiefs fans. The other ones are full of Bengals fans and just like kind of sporadic. Same thing in Cleveland. In Kansas City, it's so different because the stadium's like right in the middle of this huge parking lot with the baseball stadium. And so like, even if you park far away from the parking lot and you're walking up to the stadium, the amount of smells of barbecue you get in the morning just, it hits you. And everyone would be like, hey, you want some? Are you hungry? You want a beer? Everyone's like, when I was a kid, when I went there, like people go out there.
Crazy.
Way.
Yeah.
And then,
well, that's like too, I know the Eagles are like that because they share their park. It's like a sports complex. So they share it with the Flyers, Sixers, and I think the Phillies and the Eagles all have their facilities in this area. So they all share their parking lots. So even like before Flyers games, like hockey, and again, this is like winter, they'll be tailgating. And that's not a hockey thing to tailgate, but they'll do it. It's crazy.
I
think Minnesota does it too, because they love hockey, and then the Vikings too. So I think they tailgate, and their fucking winners are terrible.
Don't even go up there. It's the worst.
Those guys, they are nuts. The Minnesota people, they are nuts. The Viking blood or whatever they want to think they got, it's crazy. It's nuts. But they are legit. Hardcore. They will the outdoor game. So every New Year's Day, NHL has an outdoor game. I got to go to it once, which was awesome. And so they did finally St. Louis and Minnesota and St. Paul, Minnesota, Detroit's considered Hockey City. But Minnesota, I'm pretty sure, is the state of hockey. And St. Paul itself too is huge for hockey. They have three colleges, and all three colleges there, are universities there, are top 10 hockey schools. So much so that University of Minnesota has, I think, three satellite campuses, and all three of their hockey teams are top 15. It's crazy.
Was it Minnesota State?
Minnesota State, but it's University of Minnesota, which is in Minneapolis. Yeah. University of Minnesota Duluth.
Duluth.
Yeah, and then St. Cloud, which is far from there too. And I thought University of Minnesota had a third, but I can't remember what it was. But yeah, I remember
Mankato State, which is Minnesota State, because one of my relatives.
Yeah, and Minnesota State. Yeah, they're doing well. The Mavericks now, they're good. They're top. They might be first ranked right now.
Was it St. Cloud or St. Cloud? Are they up further north?
Maybe a little bit, yeah.
Because I remember them being so damn cold. I was like, where the hell are these guys at? Yeah. I remember they're further north.
They are. It's crazy. So anyway, they held this outdoor game, and it was negative, and this is Fahrenheit. It was negative 12 Fahrenheit. And it was literally so cold.
That's actually kind of nice for them.
Literally so cold in an outdoor game. It was the first time in NHL history they had to heat the ice because it was too cold.
That's what I'm saying. You would not pull out the Zamboni for that.
No,
crap.
Exactly. So literally the Zamboni was just to kind of make sure all the nicks and stuff were all smothered down. That was really it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was at the Twins. Yeah, it was at the Twins ballpark. Okay. Yeah, Twins Stadium.
Okay.
And it was they filled it too. They filled it with people. And and they stayed for the whole thing. They drank, all that. You're literally seeing these people just bundled up in this stuff. But they just loving it, and they did it. And they showed hockey players after the game, and their beards would just the water or the sweat was just frozen on it. It was actually kind of funny. St. Louis, their pregame entry, they're all wearing beach gear. So swim trunks and sandals and all that. It was funny. But it was a really cool game. St. Louis killed them, but it was a really good game. And though how Minnesota did it was amazing. Just what I saw on TV. Man. They deserve to have it, and they did such a good job with it.
Can I have one? Or no?
Huh?
The Canada have one?
They have. It's called the Heritage. Yeah. So, but it's mostly Canadian teams play it, and it's an outdoor one too. But Canada has one, yes. And then one year, I think they had it in Toronto. No, I think it was Detroit, but Toronto played them. Sorry,
do they have one this year?
I'm not sure if they will, because right now COVID has ravaged Canada. Yeah. So, he's not having it. Nope. A lot of the Canadian teams right now aren't even playing. Some of them. So the NHL has come out saying they're still going to have their full season. So they might have to extend it because there's some teams that have only, so a lot of teams have played 34 to 36 games. And there are some that have only played 26, 28.
Oh,
that's how far behind they are. And we're almost, and they're almost, the All-Star game is approaching soon. So it's supposed to be halfway in the season here soon. So it's just of these teams, the amount of games they have left to play is just going to be ridiculous. So the schedules are, some of these schedules are insane. My dad's is the Rangers is they're doing a West Coast sweep. So usually East Coast teams, they'll plan their trips for logistic reasons to play because you only play the West Coast teams once.
Yeah.
So they'll plan it that they're going to play all the West Coast teams in one foul swoop. So that's Anaheim, San Jose, LA. I think sometimes Vegas and Arizona, they'll try and creep those in.
Yeah.
So that'll be a week to 10 days on the road. And literally that's what right now the Rangers are in. So it's literally You travel, maybe you get a day of rest, and then a game the next day. And then right after the game, you fly to the next city, maybe a day of rest, playing the next game. And then usually near the end, usually near the end of the trip, they'll give you like a 2-day break somewhere, and then you play a game, and then you go back. So they play tomorrow in San Jose, and then after that, they fly back east. But the problem is that they then have a game on Saturday in Philly.
Oh.
And that's what's tough about like the East Coast is like New York, Boston, Philly, Washington. They're all really close to each other. So when you're playing an away game, a lot of days it's like you're leaving the day before, play the game, and then you come right back. And then you play a game at home, and then now you got to go to Washington. And it's just like it's a lot of weird small traveling. Like it's crazy.
I miss the days where like baseball, they do this crap now, but I miss the day where like they don't play like NL teams. They wait till like the playoffs to like, you know, actually to the championship before they play them.
Right.
So it's like I miss because everybody has their own identity, the way they play and their own style. I miss people just being true to that. And then because they don't really get to play the other teams, you're like, oh, you know, we just do our thing on this coast. You do your thing on that coast. That's it. But I just miss that.
I know, right? No. Yeah. Well, then I think, again, because it's such a business, they know that fans, obviously, you know, they got to leave for work or things like that. And so people will, like Chicago fans travel really well. So do Rangers fans because they're original six teams. So they literally anytime, anywhere they go on the road, you will find fans there for that team. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. By the way, last night.
Oh, yeah.
Murph's brother.
Yep.
Played
here in Columbus.
Play here in Columbus, and it's always an interesting thing for me because Connor and Tyler both kind of came up through the Blue Jackets youth system, so it's always interesting.
It's different though from soccer and I guess like football, where it's like the team helps it a little bit, but just because you play for it doesn't mean you're guaranteed to go do it. It's just the team's way of giving back to the community. So they're like, we're going to create a travel team to kind of get our name out there as well as promote the local talent to, you know, make our state look better in hockey and stuff. So I get just to let, because I know in Europe they do academies. Yeah. This isn't exactly like that because you still pay and it's just like an extracurricular. But you do get to, I think every NHL team has some sort of this where the kids can say, then you get like almost their matching jersey. You just say like, I played for the AAA Blue Jackets. Yeah. And so like that stuff like that.
Not to mention too, I think at that time when they first created them, I mean, Columbus was not even like really.
No.
Any.
Yeah. They're finally coming on the mat for hockey, but it was like, oh my gosh, I had to really trudge through some shit for that. Anyway, continue.
I was going to say, did they do anything for Connor or no?
They do, I think, on the TV announcers and stuff like that, but not always before games. They'll make little notes, but I guess to kind of
Crowley, then your brother, oh hey,
they do it a little bit, but there's just so many games now that's you can't do it every time because there's enough fans and the fans that do know. But like
your brother was like the first, like
when they first come in, they do all the pageantry, they do all that stuff, and then unfortunately as the years go on, it then just becomes more of like a nod of like, oh, you know, this or that, or they'll do a little thing on it, but like. Well, so what they'll do is like, so last night I was at the game and he doesn't do this often, but he actually scored a goal, which, you know, hockey players will say whatever they want to say. But when they've grown up somewhere and they're able to do that in front of, you know, at a stadium or at somewhere where they've grown up, like idolizing or watching people and stuff like that, like it packs a special punch for them.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, he scored it. He was pumped. He was excited.
Your brother had the extra.
Oh, yeah. He sellied pretty hard. But anyway, yeah. So that was great. And so obviously, the Blue Jackets won Chicago won 4-2. And so after every game, they do 3 stars. And so if they wanted to, they could have done all Blue Jackets players or something like that. And I think this is where, like, they'll factor in local talent. Because Connor got second star.
Yeah.
So he didn't get first, obviously. And then I think it was another Chicago player.
Fleury, but Fleury, I think, got first.
Right? Like Fleury, something like that. Yeah. DeBrincat,
because
he scored, I think, 2 goals and got an assist or something.
Okay.
DeBrincat got first, and then Connor got second, and Calvin DeHaan, who's another solid defenseman for Chicago, scored his first goal that game. So like they could have given it to him if they wanted to. They could have given it, you know. Two
logo guy,
right? Well, you know, 2 goals. They could have probably given it to another Blue Jacket player if they wanted to, but I think, you know, they gave it to Connor, you know, goal.
No, they gave it to Blue Jacket player, the third
star. The third star, right? Yeah, but if they wanted to, they could have made him 1 and 2. They could have made him 3 and 2 and then given to Brink at number 1. Because they'll do that a lot of times. For the three stars, unless the home team has a horrible game, they will usually make most of them the home team. But I think that kind of factored into Connor getting the second star. Like, it was still a great goal, and he had a really great game. But I think that stuff, like, that's the local, you know, stuff they give. And of course, real hockey fans know all this stuff already. So, like, I'll go to bars and, like, obviously I don't look anything like them, but the moment they find out that that's who my brother is, they're like, oh my gosh. Like, they just, yeah, people,
you know,
people
weird.
Know. I don't have to explain to them as much anymore. Like, it's funny.
I know, it's funny because I, even like working in the Columbus area, I always would have like people coming in who do like either their sons in hockey or just coming up. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'll briefly mention, oh, my best friend, his brother came up through AAA Blue Jay. Oh, who is this? Like, oh, you know, Connor Murphy? Like, do I?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
It's like weird.
Right, right.
So it's always interesting because it's, you know, you're not trying to name drop, but it's like,
no.
It's cool. It's cool to see, you know, that kind of be like a figurehead.
Right.
That kind of be the gold standard.
I always get this one wrong, but he wasn't the first Columbus person drafted.
No.
But I think he was the first Columbus drafted first round.
Okay.
I believe. So that I think, but I'm not 100% sure on that. Because I know. What?
I know those two were like the.
Yeah. John was not a first round pick.
Well, just drafted overall. I don't know.
Yeah, no. So the first one, he actually lives in the same neighborhood as us. He works for the Blue Jackets farm team now. His name's Trent Vogelhuber.
He was
like a year or two older than us. He would have been the first one drafted, I think, from Columbus, or at least close to it. I'm sure someone's going to fact check this and be like, no. I'm sure there are.
Don't worry, Murph. They clicked out a long time ago.
Yeah, no. I'm sure there are. Oh, yeah, we're over an hour in. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people, like, it's probably happened because there is, believe it or not, if you're like, for true hockey fans like myself, as I'm learning more about the hockey culture in Columbus, there was a very small niche, and there was a time when hockey was, you know, Cleveland has really good big hockey. They used to have the Barons who were in the WHA for a little bit, which was like a subset of the NHL. You know, and then Dayton had a few major junior teams, and Cincinnati had a few big ones. So it's just like, Cincinnati had an AHL team, was the Mighty Ducks affiliate. So it's like, you know, there were, that stuff was around.
Yeah.
Just Columbus wasn't big for it. But I feel like recently now with the Columbus success and now the AAA team success with players, like, it's becoming a little bit on the map a little bit here.
It gets that point.
Yeah.
You get a couple of successful kids and then they're like, I want to be like that.
Yeah. So anyway, Trent Vogelhuber was the first one that I can remember. And then, like I said, I haven't done any research, but I think my brother is the only one that I can think of that grew up in Columbus. I was drafted first round. Now, it's funny, if you check his bio,
he's from Boston.
Yeah, well, so yeah, truthfully, he's from Boston, but he did not grow up there long enough. So he's always put, like, on his playing cards, he's always put Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah.
But I think if you, like, found his drafting thing, I think they put Boston on there. That's why, like, I've told people I'm from Philly, but I don't even remember living there.
You guys are probably there for, like, what, a year?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, like, the only one of all our siblings would be my sister, and she would, I don't think she remembers much of it, but we lived in Florida the longest before we lived here. So it's just like, yeah, and she is from Florida. But anyway.
I don't know if she's from Atlanta or Florida.
No, yeah, Florida. Okay. And then Atlanta was only a 2-year stop. So I think she'd probably remember Atlanta, but not Florida.
Okay.
I think when we left Florida, she was still like a toddler or something. So,
boy.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Boy, I'm glad he got that goal, though.
I was awesome. It was great. Yeah. Zach knows he's not my brother, what we call a defensive defenseman. So his job is, you know, he sticks on the blue line, tries to keep the puck in on the offensive zone, and then he keeps everybody in front of him taking shots at the goalie can see. Like, that's his job. But lately, with the way hockey's working, which I actually kind of like, is they realize if we can get defense more active, you'll create mismatches, you know, in front of the goalie, and sometimes you can get your good players the puck to score. And so he decided to do that. He's always been very smart like that. He decided to come in, and he got lost in coverage. Ended up on the far side of the net with no one, like, no one even recognizing he was there. and he got fed a really great pass. I think it was from DeBrinket.
Yeah.
And
that goal,
and he buried it.
Lost.
Oh, well, the goal, not to mention too, those the guys can move the puck so fast.
Yeah.
As a goal, you're trained to kind of always, you keep your eye on your puck, but you're also having to use your peripherals to keep an eye on like what's moving around you.
Yeah.
But sometimes, especially as you get tired and stuff, you get a little too dialed in because, you know, with DeBrinket, Kane, you know, when they got the puck, at any time they could throw it on net. And it's not it's not like a little, like, it is coming at you. So you have to be ready for it. So I think DeBrinket did a good job seeing Connor early and knowing that the moment I get this puck, it's going to go over there. Like, he didn't get selfish with it. And then my brother put a really good shot over there, over, because goalies, we train, cover the lower part of the net. And he did a good job of lifting it enough that he got over the pad and was basically in a spot that the goalie was never going to stop it. So unless the goalie read it, but he was never going to read that. So it was so fast and it was such a great goal. So it was awesome. And technically that was the game winner because the Blue Jackets scored to make it 3-2 not too long after that.
Yeah.
So technically his goal was the game winner, even though they were up 3-1 at that time. So yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Boy,
yeah, he was pumped. He always gets pumped. It was only his third goal this season, so he usually, I think, like 10 was probably his max. I don't know, he doesn't really score a lot. That's not his job.
Yeah, it's usually pretty minimal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal if he does score or even gets in a fight. Doesn't happen very often.
No, he's not much of a fighter.
Yeah,
no, not much of a fighter.
So any emotion with him, you usually don't get a whole lot of on the ice.
He sells hard for goals. Like he gets well, up. He gets up goals, like that. Yeah. And he hits really well. He can really throw the body around.
Yeah.
He just doesn't fight. He talks trash, but he just doesn't fight. He's not a fighter. Yeah. He's I unfortunately inherited the muscle in the family. He's a little like he's 6'4", but he says in his car he's like 210, but he's like 5% body fat. Like, he does not look like he's not the stockiest. Yeah, he's not the stockiest guy in the world. So,
I don't drink or eat.
even my dad. My dad played. He was 6'2", 190, something like that. So I was gonna say, he tried 200. And he said he felt slow. So it's like, yeah, that's.
I think I remember your dad telling me that. I was like, you can if you're a defenseman, you throw your body around 215, be like smashing dudes. Like, no, be slow.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe you.
Right? No, it's such a fast game. Like, it's hard. Yeah. There are some guys that have done it. Like, Dustin Byfuglien is like 260.
Unless you're Victor Hedman, you start killing people.
Yeah, right. Well, that's it. Well, Victor Hedman's like 6'7", so of course he's going to be 2-something. Like, but yeah, like, right? But no, yeah, you can. It's definitely, the game's turning that way a little bit, but it's also, man, I've gotten to see a lot of hockey players, even some of the toughest guys. You see him in street clothes, and it's like,
You have no idea.
You look like you could take him on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Wayne Simmonds, like, I've seen him before, and like, dude, his legs are toothpicks. Like, literally, like.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
like, these, it's hockey crazy. Dudes are crazy.
They're crazy. They snap.
They
That's it.
They blend in so well. You would have no clue, and then you're just like, I don't know. Unless you talk to them. But, man.
You'd have a slight idea, only just because they like to wear Lululemon and stuff. So it would be like that nice athletic look that they're wearing, and that would be it. But like, so you could tell.
Caused a ruckus at Lululemon one time. I don't need to hash that one.
Unfortunately, they're not built for guys like you. It's unfortunate, but it's like,
I'm saying, who the hell would buy $40 for a hat?
Lululemon, yeah, I know, right?
Like, what the hell is this crap?
They last a long time, though.
All right.
Yeah, they fit really well and they breathe really nicely. It's awesome, dude. Their boxers and their socks are like my favorite things.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're awesome.
I remember years ago when I went in there with one of my exes back in the day, and I was like, I look at like just the spandex and it's like $130. Oh, yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, it's stupid expensive.
And you hear, like, I'm actually like, I didn't realize it, but I was being like really loud. I'm like, what is this price? And they're like, sir, is something wrong? I'm like, God, these prices, like, just like simplest stuff, like little accessories that are usually about $10 somewhere else. Things are $60, $50. Like, what are you? You are stealing. You're stealing people's money.
That's what they do. That's like, that's how they
God.
Do.
Yeah. I mean, you got the money.
I don't know how to explain it. Like, my brother gets a gift card for being in the NHL because they love dealing with athletes. So they do that stuff for athletes, especially hockey. And that they said that's how they've kind of gotten into the mail market was, and I'll tell you a funny story with that, but, so I'll like get the odd stuff and I just don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's tight, but it's not awkwardly tight. Like, everything's snug. Yeah. It's holding things properly. Like, all that stuff. Like, it's just, it fits really well. It's clothes that they look good, but you don't feel like you're like dressed up super nice wearing. True. It. You know what I mean? They just fit. They fit all well.
I like the 3/4 cut like spandex. Yeah. Put some shorts over it. Yeah. They're really comfy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So yeah. So it'd be like that.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, it was funny story. So they used to be really big, obviously, with women, and then they were kind of like trying to get bigger into the market. So they kind of came up with ideas of like, if you're a coach, you get like 25% off. As well as, so now hockey players, and that's why it's so big in hockey culture now, because
they love,
you know,
stuff.
they love comfortable stuff, but it's also very good for their figure kind of stuff, like, you know, like it promotes the right stuff. And so they like it. So they made a deal that if you're like an NHL hockey player, or if you do a deal with a company like called Bauer, you can have money put towards their stuff. So you get like a gift card.
Huh.
But back when I was in college, it's a huge thing for Chicago people. Chicago, they love Lululemon. I think they might have even started. No, I think they started.
Chicago loves to overspend on things.
That's true, though. It's an expensive city. just like, you know, New York.
It's a great city.
It's a great city. But New York is way more expensive, though, I think. But yeah, anyway. But it's, all the big cities are.
Yeah.
So all these guys I used to play hockey with from Chicago, they were, you know, taking business classes. So what happens when young guys taking business classes, they all think that they can run businesses and invest and do all that stuff. Basically, you know, they were basically becoming investment bros. So they wanted to, I heard the story. We're on a team bus ride. I forgot where we're going, but I heard them telling the story, and they said, so they were like, you know, at a Lululemon store looking at some stuff, and they're talking to the people working there, and like, hey, like, you know, do you guys take on investors or things like that? Like, what do we need to do to like get a little more into this? And they're like, oh, you know, they gave them some stuff and some like, pointers and all that, and they just said, no, do you mind we ask, but are you guys hockey players by any chance? And they're like, they're like, yeah, we are. Like, you know, like, no. how are you able to tell that? And they're like, well, because really the only people that want to invest and enjoy Lululemon so much are that are male are either hockey players or gay guys. So Jesus. Yeah, so that was the funny story they were talking about. God. Was like, yeah, so obviously, and at first they started as a women's apparel, and now they're getting heavier into men's stuff. Like, literally when I first went in there, when it was becoming popular, it was like you could find maybe some shorts and some boxers and some socks, and that was it. Everything else, it felt awkward because everything else was women's stuff.
For the European audiences, it's basically Gymshark but more expensive.
Yes,
believe it or not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then, so then now they will divide like half the store men and half the store women. I think they still pander to women a little more, but they have more men's stuff. Like I think I have a Lululemon coat. It's not super thick, but I have a coat, you know, track pants, hats.
Probably 2014. They wanted to cater. They were trying to cater to men, but yeah, like you're saying, they had a hard time bridging that gap.
Yeah. The trouble is they will never beat Nike, Under Armour. Like, they won't beat those. Those are like the solid male stuff. And so think now what they're catching on to and realizing is, okay, we can't compete like that. So we will get like the rich niche market of athletes, which unfortunately, a lot of very wealthy people now are becoming athletic because they were probably nerds and whatever. And now they're like, I'm going to do all these sports and do all this stuff. But yeah, they're kind of realizing, and they're also realizing too, their women market is just killing it. Like, literally girls don't want to buy Nike and Under Armour. They want Lululemon.
Or
like,
what happened was they were the women market started to dwindle and because their husband's like, why the hell are you spending thousands of dollars on this stuff?
Yeah. I don't think so, dude. Girls' asses look good in Lululemon, but
they do.
It's good stuff. Like, I hate to say it, but men talking about like Under Armour, and that's why The Rock collabs with them and Nike and all that. And women, like, Nike's trying to get to women, and I think women like Nike, but they love Lulu more. Like, literally, I know, like, my sister mom particularly would kill people for Lulu, like, gift cards. Like, my brother gets Lulu gift cards, he gives them to her. Like, I don't even get a chance to use them much. I usually have to ask my brother for stuff for Christmas. Literally, the moment he gets the gift cards, my mom and my sister are just all over it.
How much do you get on those? Decent amount?
I think it's all about where he can put his money to, but I think he tries to go $300-$400 or something like that. But the problem is Lulu,
that gets you. You buy two shirts.
Yeah, the problem is that Lulu gets you like four things. Like, yeah.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, yeah. It's not, It's, but in all fairness, again, it lasts pretty good. Like I've had yeah. Lulu things that have lasted for, and I know this sounds gross, but have lasted for 4 years. And I mean, and I clean it all properly and all that. And they last. Like now they're starting to show signs of like, I have to throw it out. But like socks don't rip, like all that stuff. It's crazy. Like it's just,
That's like, I tell people all the time, Under Armour is probably the stuff like I yeah. love. It's so comfortable.
I like Under Armour.
It yeah. doesn't really break down as fast as like Nike. Nike just drives me nuts. Love the look of it, but yeah. it breaks down.
Nike quick. Fits weird. Under Armour is definitely yeah. a better. It's a more, no offense to the audience, but it's a more American fit. Whereas like Lulu, a little like Lulu and Nike like, can be a little bit of a Euro fit, where I can get a Nike shirt that's an extra large and be like, why the hell does it feel like I'm wearing a small? Whereas like, you know, like Under Armour, like the sizes are the sizes. Like if it's an extra yeah. large, it's an extra large. Like, I don't know. Nike likes to play with their fits every once in a while, and it pisses me off because I'll pay like good money for something online. Yeah. And then I get, and I'm like, this isn't an extra large. Like, what is this? And you find out they're like, oh, we did the Eco Super Slim, you know, mocha fit. And you're like, what is this? Like, it's just large, extra large. That's all I need. And then it's relaxed fit. It's muscular. And you're just like, this is like, this is all so stupid. But
it's like, I read the same thing deal with like 2X or XL. Like sometimes yeah. XL stuff will fit, but 2X kind of fits comfortably to kind of. But yeah. even then, it's
at least with Under Armour, you know what you're signing up for. I'm either an extra large or a large, depending on the fit. Whether yeah. it's like the slim athletic fit or the natural fit, like I know that, when like, and that's what I love about it, and it fits pretty good. Oh, yeah,
the loose fit Under Armour stuff is always the best.
Yeah, yeah, and it fits good. I like it. Yeah. You know, when I'm going, no offense, but I'm going a little cheaper, I'll go Under Armour compared to Lulu, and then like, whereas Nike is just like it's just so weird to me. I have a few Nike things, but just such a weird fit that I'd have to be like in a store to try a Nike on. There's I don't order from them cheap online
compared to Lulu,
right?
God,
I know. Yep, disgusting. I don't. You know, I said it.
I stand by my truth. What'd you say?
Right.
Stand by my truth.
Exactly.
All right. call him Shark.
Truth bite. Alcohol.
Truth. Ooh.
There you go.
There we go. Give me some of that.
Yeah.
Boy. New year, new us, huh?
Exactly. Right. Hopefully, that means more fun adventures when this weather lets up.
I know. I tell you what, it's been a.
It's cold pain up here.
But
it's cold up here.
Every time we bring that up, I keep thinking of Patrice O'Neill. It's cold out here.
It is. It's cold out here. It's cold out here in the Midwest.
The dude that tries to get into his car as he's sleeping because he wants to hook up. It's like, well, then go inside.
You see, it's so bad in Chicago that everything's iced over.
Ew.
Yeah.
Hell freeze over?
Seriously. Like, they said, like, the sidewalks are, like, iced over, like none of the heating seemed to have worked or something. So like my brother was saying his small girlfriend had to take their big Samoyed dog for a walk, and the dog loves to pull, so the dog's just pulling her and she's trying not to fall on the ice. She ended up falling on the ice.
Oh yeah, it was bad. And face plant.
Yeah,
scorpion.
Yeah, it was so bad. Yeah, seriously, it's so bad. It's,
God, I know it's been, it's
you were
been
like weird. It's been good. It's been good today. It was like, I think got to the 40s.
Yeah.
But over the past like 3 days, it was like no higher than like, I don't know, like 11 degrees Fahrenheit, which is like negative, like, I don't know, bad math, but like negative three
or
so. Yeah. Negative 10 Celsius. I don't know. Something like that. Yeah. It's like
negative 3 Celsius, maybe. I don't know. It's honestly, it's like, it's weird. Cause like now, usually we're getting like hammered with snow by now or whatnot, but we have not. It's coming
Saturday.
Is it?
It's coming this weekend. Anyway, continue.
We really don't. We'll get like a little dusting of snow here and there. And that's it. So it's
doesn't stick around for long.
No.
We though, it seems like now the winters are getting, which I kind of hate, just cold, like so cold it can't snow. Like so, because, you know, obviously in Fahrenheit, 32 degrees is freezing. And so it will get so low that it's like, literally the meteorologist would be like, it's too cold to snow. Like we'll get like, they call these like Arctic blasts. Well, they'll just come through and the thermostat will just,
Minnesota,
right? The thermostat will just drop to like 0 degrees Fahrenheit, which is like, you can't even go outside. Like the moment you go outside, you're like, everything just chaps up. It's like, it's too cold. Like it's crazy.
Somebody say chap.
Yeah. Right.
But no, it's honestly, I don't actually don't mind it. It's the snow that packs up with ice. I really hate.
Oh yeah,
I hate that blend. So it's like, honestly, I'll take the cold any day of the week. But I know we're gonna get freaking side slapped.
Well, yeah, the problem is Ohio's always great with it'll snow and it'll stick, and then next thing you know, we have a warm day and it melts a little, and then it like Zach said, then refreezes, and then just for fun, Mother Nature decides to throw some rain at us, so then it rains on it, and it's just like, it's
maybe the every ninth day you'll get like a 50 degree weather day, and then you know, your sinuses will be through the roof.
Yeah, this is where the cold season goes up. Yeah, and it's always fun.
And then we got a new strain.
Oh yeah,
we made our
damn own. France.
Poor K.
It's pourquoi.
All right.
Yeah.
Get out of here, Mr. Marc-Andre Fleury. In here.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
You're forgiven.
Well, Mark, if you got any, I guess, resolutions, things you want to do this year besides shitty podcast? Right?
Totally. I'm going to keep trying to learn my German. Still doing that. Yeah. So yeah, it's not going. It's I'm feel really good on it on the app. But then, like, when I carry it over the real world, I feel like I learned nothing. But, you know.
You learned nothing.
Exactly. you know, keep doing that. Try and read some more. I got to wait. Just do all the reading in college. You just kind of get sick of it. So I want to try and get back into some reading. You're going to love it. I actually have a book my girlfriend got me for my 30th that I'm going to start reading about. It's like the own miracle team, Canadian team, was of the Winter Olympics, where there were a bunch of amateurs. Oh. So I'm going to read about that. You know,
so I thought you were about to say a book of fairies.
No. Yeah, exactly. No. Okay. I'm really excited. I know, right. Uh-oh. You're going to laugh, but, I also have read something online. I think I want to do it. I feel like it'd be a really cool experiment. What? Is they say, like, you should reread some of your old favorite books, as you get older, cause you'll be in a different mind frame and just kind of seeing how things are.
Oh, I love doing that shit.
Well, okay. So I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
Because I'm really bad about, I'm a slow reader. So because I'm such a slow reader, things stick pretty clean.
Yeah.
But it's been so long. I'm going to reread the Harry Potter books, as kind of like, you know, turning 30, new chapter of my life. Just start with those. That's what got me into reading. So I even got I think they only did the first four. I got the illustrated versions. So I'm going to read those at some point. So they're pretty big books, but I'm gonna read those, and then honestly I'm really bad about just picking up random things and like saying I'm gonna do it and then dropping other things off. So like it's always like I'm gonna learn to invest, and then like 4 months later I don't do that. Yeah, like it's just like I'm really bad about that. So I think that'll be the other goal, is that whatever I commit to, just go full-fledged into it.
There you go.
How about you?
Oh, nothing.
What?
I mean, other than this, there I mean, go. Growing the YouTube, growing the That's podcast, fair. But I mean, those, I'm already investing. I'm already doing like two different side things. I don't know. I'm
there
doing
a bunch. No, okay.
I'm trying.
Sorry, you're killing it. My bad.
I'm not killing it. I like to get to a point where I can like make a, you know, I guess, I don't know, for me, basically just be able to pay off a good chunk of my, you know, bills every month just with investing or other stuff. I like to
get there
eventually. I like to get into like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know. I don't have the money, but I'd love to get kind of be involved with business, I guess. And kind of,
it's a very broad term.
I guess, I don't know, be an investor in one or something.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
If I ever had the money, I'd love to do something like that and just kind of
entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm starting to get that.
I can see that.
I'm starting to get that spark in the back of my head. It's like, you can do this. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So it's
nice.
I don't know. That's something I've kind of been doing long term. And there's a bunch of other things on my list. I'm like, all right, I want to start doing this now because I've been putting it off.
Yeah.
But then I'm doing a bunch of other social media stuff. I'm like, damn, I don't have time.
Yeah, actually, that's, I got to start posting more on social media. That should be my
New
Year's resolution.
Yeah.
So
people want to get at you on social media, man. Get all up in you.
I mean, they can. I just don't post anything. I have social media, so just don't do my Facebook. I don't get on Facebook. I think I might delete Facebook. It's kind of dumb.
It's the Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook. Sorry.
I think
it's kind of dumb. I think I might just stick to Snapchat and Instagram.
Oh. it just sounds so weird coming from
you. Right?
Follow me on Snapchat. Why? You'll see.
Yeah, you don't need to do that. If I don't know who you are, I won't let you anyway. So it's not.
We got you. Got to put your Instagram as public, so the people here can find you and be like, "Hey,
I thought you tagged me in the Instagram stuff."
I can tag you, but it's like your profile is still private.
Oh, I have to set to public now.
Yeah,
for the people. Then I get all the weirdos adding me.
Well, unless
like the sex bots or whatever you call those,
they're not
the thirst traps.
The thirst.
The thirst traps, what? Is that what they call them? The thirst bots? I don't thirst know. Something bots. Thirsty bots or thirsty. Something like that.
They're really dehydrated, man.
Yes, they're very, you know, someone's got to cool them down.
That's why they got the Canadian.
Come on, big we man. Don't have enough water. It's no.
No.
It's for we're ourselves. Done. We're not we're not Fiji.
What is this? High class water. Get out of here. But no, hopefully, I mean, I got plenty of different, I guess, projects in mind. I've been trying to get done, and hopefully if the weather turns, and I don't know what's going to happen with, you know, recruiting this year.
True. Fortunately, I feel like now you get really busy with your football side of work, as well as, like, true. Especially here in Ohio, like Zach was saying, like, the weather gets so bad that no one really even wants to do anything. So it's kind of like, like, literally my one-year anniversary is coming up with my girlfriend, and I'm trying to think of things, and I'm like, there's not a lot to do, because the weather gets shitty, and then, because of COVID, things are closing early still, and nobody wants to work in these kind of jobs. And it's still
weird. COVID hours in a lot of places. Yeah. And then
even weekends, things are closing like 10 o'clock. And you're like, this is kind of sad. Like, it's getting kind of crazy. But it's because nobody, and I don't blame them, nobody wants to work the food jobs anymore or things like that. Like, it's just like it's getting bad.
It's so weird. And then, like Murph said too, it's the weather here. If you guys
ever put on weight around now, like it's
have you ever heard the term of, like, you know, wait, if you don't like the weather in Ohio, wait like 10 minutes. It's so true, because it's, you know,
usually gets worse though, not like better. Like, it's like it'll go from cloudy, you're like, okay, just wait 10 minutes to it's raining, to then it's okay, it's hailing, to then it's like, where did this wind come from?
Snowing.
Like, but so why is Tyler naked outside? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
America. Well, yeah,
exactly.
You know, like, it's so bad. Like, no, I remember talking to a lot of people around here. They're always saying, like, oh, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to Arizona or somewhere hot.
Everyone
like,
always says that,
I don't know.
Whatever,
But everyone wants to leave.
It's not that great.
It's, I don't know. The next month is going to be kind of cold and rough nasty.
This is when the winter blues, they call it, or whatever. Like, this is when it hits. Like, this is the seasonal depressions. This is when it hits right around here, because you're out of the holidays. Nothing really much to look forward to until...
Take your vitamin D.
Exactly, right? What would you say? Probably March. No, March is when we get a lot of rain. I think it's April, right?
March, it breaks a little. April, it'll break a little bit more. Yeah. I mean, consistently, though, I mean, late April, May.
Yeah, May, yeah.
Really about May, it's when...
Yeah, but like somehow with, like... Yeah, somehow with March and April, though, I guess, you know, it's, like, along the horizon, so you kind of deal with it a little better. It's, like, literally these months of January, February, and a little bit of March, it's, like... It is painful. And I think it's just because you don't see the sun that much. It's either gray and cloudy, raining, snowing, or gray and cloudy again. And that's usually what you get. And then you get maybe one sunny day a month. And
it's always fun seeing the most depressed people come into the gym.
Yeah. It's
because, like, the weather's so bad. Like,
so bad.
Oh, I hate my life.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. Fine. You could be leaving the house with wearing one thing and then being like, I am way underprepared for this. I am way underprepared for this.
Oh shit!
Oh man!
But it's this year should be fun. Yep. Expect a lot more content, not just with the podcast, but maybe on the podcast channel. Might do a couple extra things.
There you go.
Me and Murph doing odd
jobs.
I don't know.
What?
Jobs. Okay. Micro odd jobs.
I was like, odd what? What did you sign me up for?
I don't know.
I didn't agree to this.
Too bad.
Call my agent.
Dad, they're doing it again.
Jeez.
Things
we do for fame. All right, continue.
Fame in tiny, tiny circles.
Tiny, tiny circles.
Your love is like a circle. You eat leaf.
Oh, geez. I don't know that one.
Oh, the emotional damage guy.
Oh, yes. 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 I send you to Jesus. All right.
This is Wraith guy. Geez. You want salad. Leaf is on tree. Go get tree.
I am way too into that emotional damage song. Nice. Gets me every time on TikTok.
Yeah, I showed the original. You'll love it.
Oh, yeah.
Expect a lot more stuff this year. Vlogs, content across all fronts. We're going to try to do a little bit more. I don't know what's going to happen.
We are going to blitzkrieg it.
Wow.
Yeah. Too soon?
If I can't say it, as a coach, you definitely can't say it. It's the last time I ever say that. Yeah. Like, how about we add a blitz called blitzkrieg? Coach, this not a good idea. Okay, sorry. Tough subject. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to win.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Boy, Murph.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2022.
Buddy. Ah, thank you. I blocked that one.
Oh, nice.
I know. Blocked it.
Oh, there we go.
Right?
All right.
Oh, Well, say it's 2022, so I can do it this time. There we go. Right. ASMR. That never leaves.
ASMR, you'll never leave.
All right. Better sign up before it gets even weirder. Bye, guys.
All right.